You are about to participate in the most ambitious culinary experiment ever imagined.
This competition is going to test everything.
Adapt quickly to anything. I mean anything. The wildest day of your life starts right now.
All new 24 and 24 Last Chef Standing. Sunday night at 8 on Food Network. Stream on Max.
This episode is brought to you by Essentia. A better you starts with better hydration. Essentia is on a mission to inspire people to do what matters most. Their proprietary ionization process transforms water from any source into ionized alkaline water, providing water that's 99.9% pure with a pH of 9.5 or higher. Essentia overachieving H2O, the number one ionized alkaline water. Shop now.
Sweet Tarts dared to combine sweet and tart. But we didn't stop there. We combined soft and bouncy to bring you new Sweet Tarts Gummies Fruity Splits, a uniquely delicious dual-sided gummy with one side that's sweet and one side that's tart, but entirely smooth and squishy. Mmm, a powerfully perfect combo. Sweet Tarts, dare to combine.
After the holidays, a little cash goes a long way. The Chime checking account has tons of benefits to help, like fee-free overdraft up to $200 for eligible members, no monthly fees, and thousands of fee-free ATMs. You can even get paid up to 2 days early with direct deposit. Sign up for Chime today at chime.com/goals24.
Banking services and debit card provided by the Bancorp Bank N.A. or Stride Bank N.A. members FDIC. Spot me eligibility requirements and overdraft limits apply. Out-of-network ATM withdrawal fees may apply. Access to direct deposits up to 2 days early depends on the timing of the submission of the payment file from the payer.
Harneet Baweja here, and welcome to this bonus cook-along episode from the BBC Good Food Podcast. In this week's podcast, I talked about my favorite dish, and here I'm going to give you my recipe for Bengan ka bharta, literally meaning aubergine smashed. Don't forget, you can pause this episode at any time if you want to cook along with me. For this recipe, you will need one big aubergine, one large red onion, or two small red onions. There should never be more volume of onion than aubergine, so make sure that you measure out how much you actually need. I'll wait till you go get it. Cut the onions into 1 centimeter square pieces, dice them. Don't worry if you don't get them perfect. It's about keeping the texture, so don't cut them too small. You need vegetable oil, not too much. 2 to 3 red tomatoes, diced to a similar size to the onions. Tomatoes are more difficult to chop, so don't worry if you mess this up. A couple of tablespoons of salt to taste, and 1.5 tablespoons of Kashmiri red chili powder. Do adjust the amount of chili you need depending on how much you can handle. Taste it. Some chilies are hotter than others. If you're ready to cook, here we go. Roast or bhuna the aubergine with the skin on an open flame. Roast until the skin is charred and peeling off. Please do not overcook. You want to smoke the aubergine and char the skin. Once the aubergine is roasted, set it aside to cool. Do not attempt to peel while it is hot. You will burn your fingers. Do not wait till it is completely cold. You need to start peeling as soon as it starts cooling. You won't get all the skin off. You will have some charred bits in there. That's absolutely fine. Once this is done, mash the flesh with a fork. Please do not put this in the blender. If you do, you will lose the soul and texture of this dish. There should be lumps. It is not meant to be cooked to a paste, so please don't put it in a blender. Next, cook the red onions gently in 2 tablespoons of oil in a pan. Any pan would do. It should just be large enough to hold all the ingredients and move them around. Cook until the onions become translucent. Please do not brown the onions. Do not cook them on a high flame. They need to be loved and just lose a little bit of color. Next, add the chopped tomatoes to the cooking onions. Add salt and chili powder. Taste the mixture. Cook until the water from the tomatoes partially starts drying up. Once this happens, add mashed aubergine and cook until the water fully dries out. Serve warm. You can have this with rice, bread, and any kind of Indian bread you like. Thank you for listening to this bonus cook-along episode. For more recipes, please visit bbcgoodfood.com. Thank you.